Hello, hello. Okay, test, test, test. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Oh, that sounds pretty good. Okay, let's try the PA system. Try it again. Okay, test, 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 test. Ah, that sounds just a touch better. Okay, well, let's see how loud we can get before it feeds back. Huh, louder than I thought.
In this meeting, I'll let James Gilbert from Mortis Village Priest will give us a prayer. Everybody stand.
ก็ตั้งแต่ก็ว่าเนี่ยอันค่อยเอ๊ะเอ๊ะได้เตะกี้เช็คอันค่อยจะตักจากคอมมิชชั่นในการโกนไตจริงๆนั่นเอ๊ะจะตักว่าอยู่ชั้นจ่าหรือวันตาหรือวิเชค่อยชั้นก็แล้วแต่เกี่ยวกับหันแต่อันว่า IRA government And that's in 1971, the Alaska Land Claim Bill passed it. Is it that when I did not go on check, and when I can do this in a year on check, when it was at it, is it here? Didn't I get in 1971? And the executive from IRA government formed their thing, just like IRA council going there, just same one. And the IHA, the Gorahenda, just like Dina Nelita, Tane, IRA council engineering. I'm going to talk about the Guizik, the Taka Gonta in Arigana. And that the Arenta, state corporation, the Bindets and corporation, the Minita Indian corporation, Nagunia, and the Takokha. And that you play a Minita tribal government, I non origin that I. Is it quite a thing of a jeton, Charlie? I nan cha taxi cha ke go da li ken jin han je ton cha li king nan la chu the sa pai he la ji ai ke ko han ta ke je ke na da cha tan ko an alaska ka kwan cha ko wa gun to problem go le da is ko an du le same thing try ga cha jin je or not same thing ga du le ko la khoi no sa ke gui she du le ko cha thai go ga cha jin je
Just kind of like a fishing game, as you can see, again, go go yai kwa. It's got under attack, do le IRA government in the gahan do le don't cha. And that a tribal government, and then she went just has second layer in the Gopanya, and that Nichi, Chiki, a go, she had a head on the one who's a son in the top that is good. Kể còn tất cả cha sa san kiến chất san kiến chất lo và lý ra sao cha sa chúng ta sa tiền chi chúng ta sa kiến khí là like sovereign có cái này sẽ là thì vấn đề của người dân quốc gia của dân tây là thì của người dân quốc gia thành thì thì năng khát ở tại của dân tây anh thấy tất cả nè so cha sa tiền chi tin chi chu na ja sa ku hen tai cho ko ai
okay what I have said is when in the very beginning, when we formed back in 1940s, the tribal form of government, and along with that, in order to have a tribal government, we obtained a certain piece of land where we could be a land-based Indian. So by executive order from the Secretary of Interior, we obtained certain piece of land for the tribe under the IRA organization. That land status has not changed till today. But only by Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act, it puts that land in a certain different status. Instead of a trust to the United States, it's probably a land that is set as, is trust land to our own people, for our people to use. So in 1971, we had a choice of either to go along with the regular land claim bill by election. We elect to keep our former reserve, which is about 1.8 million acres. So Netzring Corporation and Minnetonka Indian Corporation didn't receive any money under that act, but we retained our existing land in different status. But we as our tribal members found that after that is done, we felt that the purpose of that act was to form a corporation and receive benefits under that act, which was land, only land to our to corporation. After that is done, we felt no we felt that that part is accomplished. So we went ahead and dissolved the corporation and put that. We put that land back into the hands of tribal government where it originally came from. So my recommendation to them, to the older people, is when they do testify, they testify as they saw it and from the very beginning, when they formed the IRA government and obtained this land. And then up to then, as we go along, we would come to, it was in 1971 and up to this time, how the IRA government has come to be as today. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Chief Eric and President James, maybe I could just tell you a little bit about why I'm here, and then I could invite you to testify. I have been asked by the Inuit Circumpolar Conference, that's an international organization of Eskimos from Alaska, Canada, and Greenland, to review the Alaska Land Claims Settlement. And the World Council of Indigenous People is co-sponsoring this commission. The World Council of Indigenous People is an international organization of Indian people from North and South America. And I've been traveling around Alaska all year, and I've been to 49 villages to hold hearings like this. This is the 50th village I've been to this year, and we have been listening to what Alaska Natives have had to say about their land claim settlement. And as the President just told you, the decision that you made here back in the early 1970s was to keep your reservation and not to go into the Land Claims Act. In fact, you dissolved your corporations and turned over your land to the tribal government. Well, that means that you're kind of you've got a special situation here. You did something that none of the other villages did, and I'd like to hear more about it. And I'll tell you why. In the other villages I've been to, they have to worry about 1991. That is, Congress told them to set up corporations, and they did, and their corporations got land, and the people all got shares in the corporations. But after 1991, there can be those shares can be sold, and outsiders can take over their corporations. And if they take over their corporations, they'll take over their native land. And those native corporations won't be native corporations anymore, and the native land will not be owned by native people anymore. And that's what 1991 is about, and that's why all of these natives in other villages are worried. So some of them have been talking about what to do about it, and some of them have said, well, maybe we should do what those people in Venati did in Arctic Village and transfer the land from the corporation over to the IRA government or to the traditional council, because then it will stay in native hands. Outsiders can't take over an IRA council, and normally its land can't be taxed, and an IRA council can't go bankrupt. So if a corporation goes bankrupt, it could lose its land. If a corporation is taken over by outsiders, they could lose their land that way. Or if the state decided to impose a property tax on native land, they could lose their land that way. So I want to know from you a little more about why you made the choice you did back in the early 1970s when you voted to stay out of the land claims and to keep your reservation. I'd like to know a little more about how it's worked out. What about subsistence? If you have 1.8 million acres that you own, is that enough for subsistence? What about access to state and federal land? Is that something you're still eager to have? And how about your relations with the federal government? You say that your two traditional councils in Arctic and in Venati are running those communities, and your regional tribal government is running the 1.8 million acres. Mel, maybe you could tell me if you have any problems or how it's all worked out, the good side and the bad side. Because I can tell you the Alaska natives living in other villages in Alaska, they'd kind of like to know. Because in a lot of places I've been, they have asked, what about those folks in Venati? They got their land, and they don't have to worry about losing it in 1991. So I'd like to hear about all of these things and other things on your mind relating to the land. We were in Fort Yukon last night. We had a meeting there, and we heard about their concerns about the land because, of course, they are shareholders in Doyon and in their local village corporation. And if those folks in Fort Yukon sell their shares in 1991, then they won't own their land anymore. But here you don't have shares. You've got a tribal government that owns the land. And I'd like to know how that's worked out. Are you glad that you stayed out of the land claim settlement, that you didn't have your corporations and your shares? Or do you wish now that you had kept your corporations and not turned your land over to the tribal government? Now, Chief John Eric was good enough to tell you who I am. Maybe I should tell you that I spent 3 years in the Canadian Arctic back in the 1970s reviewing land claims there and looking at questions of pipelines and environmental issues, and I made some recommendations to the Government of Canada for the protection of the porcupine caribou herd, and I know some of you people here are dependent on that herd and have recently taken steps through the International Porcupine Caribou Commission under the chairmanship of Jonathan Solomon of Fort Yukon to protect the herd, and I'm glad to hear about that. I was asked to come here because they thought it would be a good idea if somebody from outside Alaska came to look at the land claims to see how they'd worked out. And one reason for that is that Native people in Canada and in other countries, in Greenland, in Australia, and Scandinavian countries are now settling their land claims, and they want to know how this Alaskan land claim settlement worked out. So I'm here to listen to what you've got to say tonight. If you wouldn't mind, if you are going to testify, if you would like to come up and sit at this microphone and at this chair, then what you say will be picked up on tape by Jim Sykes, and it will form a permanent record of what you said tonight, of what Alaska Natives had to say. And I'm going to write a report for Alaska Natives and for Native people in other countries, and it'll be based on what you tell me at this meeting and the other meetings I've held. And that's why I'd like you, if you wouldn't mind, to come up to the front and speak at this microphone so that everything you say will be recorded and can be typed up and will be available to me. I will be sending my report, which will be ready in the summer of 1985, to everybody who speaks at these meetings, and of course I'll be sending it to your traditional councils and your IRA government. So, I guess the only other thing I should say is to thank the folks who prepared the potlatch supper tonight. It was really good. That's right, it was. And especially the fish soup, that was really good. But everything else was good, but for me, especially the fish soup. So I believe that if you speak in English, that'll be fine, but if you speak in your own language, that'll be fine too, and I'm sure we can get somebody to translate so that I will know what's being said. So we're open for business, and if President James or Chief Eric have anything to add to what they said, maybe they could start the proceedings. Take a seat here, sir. Right over here. Okay, could you sit over here? Or would you? You can be seated if you like. Or you'd rather stand. Okay. Oh, there you are.
But it's done for soon.
You can sit over here.
Can you translate?
Interpretation?
Yeah. You can sit here to do that.
That was Silas John. That he was part of the original people that have gathered to apply for IRA organization and to set a piece of land aside for subsistence use and other common needs for his people. At that time, the person named John Fritzen was responsible for proposing it and getting people together and acquire enough votes to take some action on this approval of approving it. So he feels today that he was happy that this has taken place back in those days, because there are so many people that have come into the surrounding area, you know, influx of people, and he feels comfortable that he was able to own some land and be able to preserve and live what like he wants to. So that's what he said. He
feels
very comfortable about it.
Thank you. Thank you,
ma'am. Thank you. That was Nina Roberts, another original participant in establishing IRA government and also creating reservation on Vinitai land. She also remembered that the person named John Fritzen was mainly responsible for getting surrounding people together, and also the some of the people that are in Vinitai to go as far as Arctic Village and Christian Village and down to Fish Camp, where different families have stayed, and they go to this place to get all the people into Vinitai to hold an election. So when they finally acquired that land, she said that the main purpose was again to be able to preserve their cultural and subsist on this land as they do all the time. And she also brought a point in 1971 Land Claims Act. In that act, the provision says that we have to have an election, and she remembers having an election again to retain our former reserve. And she also grateful that it turned out that we kept our former reserve under the land claim bill. So she thinks that it will really benefit the young people, and that she's happy about it.
Well, thank you again, Mrs. Roberts.
I go to the next guy, 1991
That was James Gilbert, Arctic Village, also original participant in back in those days. He said that the people, when they got informed about election, having election for creating a reservation, a lot of people have traveled a distance, far distance overland. You know, he is expressing a difference of what we did today. Within 1 hour, we were here. But back in those days, it took probably took a week to be able to get here. But with their encouragement and interest in this issue, that they were willing to travel overland that long to participate and be able to get that land. And he is happy about that today. And there's a lot of things that changes, like the Alaska Native Land Claim Bill have changed a lot of ways. And he is just expressing a lot of encouragement towards his own people, that what that land means to his people is very important, and encourage the young people and people that are involved in the council work should work hard to keep the land as it is. What he says about 1990.